Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to another service here at Unity Center of Light located in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we say happy 4th of July to everyone, even though it's another day or so away. We want to remind you that if you're new to watching us on Zoom, on YouTube rather, that we have a Zoom 10:30 on Sunday morning Zoom fellowship, where you get to meet and see other Unity folks, get a chance to discuss the lesson, listen to some music. So, you know, if you have not joined us in that 10:30 Sunday morning Zoom fellowship, we invite you to come and be with us. And also, we are very thankful for all the donations that come in to support the work we're doing here at Unity Center of Light. If you are inspired by the message that you receive from us, that we ask that you consider donating, and you can find out the ways of doing that by clicking on the Show More button if you're watching this on YouTube, and you'll see all the ways that you can donate. But right now, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in our lives and affairs, God the Good, Omnipotent. Amen. And now we have the daily word reading for today, July the 2nd. The key word is guidance, and the affirmation is, I seek, trust, and follow my guidance. Seeking divine guidance means turning out information and opinions and turning inward. Then, with an open heart and quiet mind, I can better feel the nudge of my intuition, my inner voice. I receive divine guidance much in the way flowers in a field soak up sunshine. Just as following the sun is innate for them, I have the instinct to trust my inner knowing. Even if my guidance surprises me, I trust it to lead me on the path to my highest good. I follow where I feel called to go. I heed the still small voice within and pay particular attention to the serendipitous circumstances I find along the way. I seek, trust, and follow my guidance. As I do, I deepen my relationship with God, knowing wherever I go, I do not travel alone. The scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 58:11, and it reads, "The Lord will guide you continually." Amen. And now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So again, happy 4th of July, even though that's a little bit early. I did try to wear my red, white, and blue. I don't know if you can even tell this suit is blue. But anyway, we're going to talk today about some ideas that really we are familiar with, but we're going to kind of use different terminology and different approaches because, again, you know, I always say about this idea of trying to understand a topic, you want to circumambulate it, look at it from all different directions to try to figure out, you know, how can I fully grasp what the spiritual idea and the spiritual journey is all about. So today's lesson is called Discovering the Meaning Hidden in Our Daily Lives. All right, and we're going to talk about that in terms of, you know, things happen in life, and a lot of times we don't really understand what the purpose of that, why are we going through that. So we're going to look at that. So this lesson is about exploring the realization that not everything in our lives is as it appears to be, all right? Meaning that the events, the circumstances, the situations, the scenarios, the moments we have of just nothingness in our daily lives all have an esoteric component to them. Now, esoteric typically means an inner or secretive meaning, okay? It's usually for the esoteric is usually for those that they say are highly evolved and can understand better than the masses. But really, when you talk about an inner or secretive meaning, it's really not secretive as in not wanting us to know. It has more to do with you and I becoming more and more capable of being more and more awake so that we can be more and more aware of what each moment in our lives is striving to expose us to. Okay, that's what we're going to be looking at. So there's an axiom which poses the idea that each of us is an esoteric person, which of course begs the question, what is an esoteric person? Well, an esoteric person is described as one who seemingly has a deep knowledge of the divine universe and the lessons that come from it, okay? So the esoteric person actively works to become mindful of these lessons, you know, the lessons we get from what's happening in our lives, and how to connect and really learn from them, okay? So, you know, you've heard the expression probably, you know, something happens to you in your life and you go, here's another growth experience, okay? And yes, it is feasible that our first thought may be, but I'm not an esoteric person, you know, especially after hearing what an esoteric person is. You might be saying, I'm not an esoteric person. But from, his name is Serge Benayon. Is that what we're saying? Benayon, okay? And this is from his book, Esoteric Teachings and Revelations. He says, everybody comes from the esoteric. Now, we right away can understand that that is coming from God. It is in them. Everyone comes from the esoteric. It is in us, and it is of us. I know that's not what it's saying, but I'm making it more personal. And it is the same in everybody. Everybody has the esoteric on the inside. Okay, again, different language, but we understand what that's saying. And this is a fact that belongs to the meaning of the word esoteric, which is the innermost. So when you come from your innermost esoteric self, everything becomes known to you and is simply understood. Okay, so, you know, think about that. Based on that explanation, we have been exploring this way of life, okay, the esoteric way of life, for a long time. But what the author is telling the innermost, is calling the innermost, okay, we've been calling it God, the Christ, the Holy Spirit, the divine self, all right? So same idea by different names. The innermost is our divine nature, which works continuously to show us how to live in perfect union with the harmonious rhythm of the entire universe. Okay. So Pam and I are watching a show called, what is it?
Our Planet.
And they're showing in this how all the animals just naturally work in harmonious rhythm with the entire universe, with the planet. So it is from this esoteric perspective that we're able to recognize the meaning hidden in our everyday lives. Now, Amanda Gorman, in her poem, The Hill We Climb, she expressed, we're striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. Now, her poem was about unity and collaboration and togetherness. So that is our esoteric divine mission within ourselves and our esoteric mission with each other. Let me say it again. So that is our esoteric divine mission within ourselves, okay? But it is our exoteric human mission with each other to create this idea of unity, collaboration, and togetherness. And yes, with all that's going on in the world, in our country, right here in our neighborhoods, the notion of unity and collaboration and togetherness seems like an impossible task. But it must start where we have the most control, and that is within our individual esoteric selves. Now, we read from Pope Francis' encyclical letter, Laudato, yeah, see, and what it takes to create unity, collaboration, and togetherness. And this is what it says, is because Noah remained innocent and just, God decided to open a path of salvation. Now, in this way, God gave humanity the chance for a new beginning, which is all it takes is one good person to restore hope. Okay, the biblical tradition clearly shows that this renewal entails recovering and respecting the rhythm inscribed in nature by the hand of the Creator. So now, let's explain that. So metaphysically, Noah symbolizes our consciousness at rest in God. Let me say that again. Metaphysically, Noah represents our consciousness at rest in God. And Noah represents the obedience through which the seed of a new state of consciousness is planted. So it is in periods of rest, like prayer and meditation, that's where we recover from the disruptive challenges in our lives, and at the same time give respect to the divine rhythms inscribed in our souls. Okay? So this is taking the idea of prayer and meditation, which we talk about almost every week, to another level of understanding. What is really happening in that process? Okay? So in that process, we're giving those challenges in our lives a chance, we're giving ourselves a chance to rest from dealing with those disruptive challenges in our lives and to just take some time to give respect to the divine rhythms inscribed in our soul. In other words, we're trying to reattune ourselves with the spirit within us. So every time we take the time to be still and rest, we are giving ourselves the chance for a new beginning, a new way of thinking about our life and how we are showing up in it. And you can even probably remember, think about times when you just took a rest from your daily routine, you know, decided to just do nothing. I was walking this morning and I heard a couple, they walked past me and they said, when we get home, we're going to take a shower. And the wife said, and just rest, right? So that's sort of the idea. And you know that kind of gives you, it renews you. You might not have been thinking about the fact that you were reconnecting yourself with the divine rhythm of the universe, but it's in that same vein. So, you know, we're looking at this new way of thinking about our lives, again, and how we show up in it. And as we just read from Pope Francis, all it takes is one good person to restore hope. And if you're thinking to yourself, how could one good person restore hope to the world? Well, how about being the one good person who restores hope in your world, your cycle of life, those whose lives you touch, okay? So we don't have to think about it on a huge scale. It starts always with us. And there are so many opportunities presented to us on a daily basis where we can show up as the person of hope. But what may cause us to hesitate is a feeling that we don't really know what to say or what to do to heal a certain challenging situation. Okay. And this is, you know, Pam and I were in the mall the other day and I was getting out of the car, she was already in the store, and a woman walked up to me and said, can I ask you a question? And she was, it was about 12 noon, so I guess she had just taken off work for lunch. But she was in despair about what was going on with her and how she had been treated at work, okay? So I stopped and talked with her, all right? And as she was talking, I didn't think about what I was going to say. I just remained open as to what would be the right thing to say, okay? So again, this is where daily prayer, the practice of daily prayer and meditation places you in an esoteric mindset where you have a direct connection to the divine source within you. And this is where you do not have to think what to say or what to do. You just need to be still and listen for divine intuition and divine guidance, and then share what you are hearing from within yourself to those who are around you who, you know, were asking for a certain help. So a general challenge for us in this lesson may be that the definition of esoteric typically refers to highly evolved beings who have a wisdom greater than ours, okay, and who are the ones who are capable of understanding esoteric wisdom. You know, if you look it up, a lot of times that's what you'll see. Now, this is due partly to the fact that the origin of the word esoteric was refashioned by the ancient Greek to mean belonging to a secret inner circle. It referred to the secret teachings of the Greek philosophers and was believed these folks were believed to be the only ones who could understand this very specialized knowledge. Okay, so this is why esoteric teachings were kept from the masses. As one source explained, the church was aware of the fact that once we, human beings, reconnected to our innermost selves, our esoteric selves, we would no longer be controllable by anything outside of us. And we would become able to understand that we have a direct connection, okay, with the divine within us. So the church altered the meaning of the word and placed a negative slant on anything related to the esoteric so that it would not lose its control over people's minds and lives. So the church would not lose its control over people's minds and lives. But it does not change the fact that we are esoteric beings living the esoteric life, meaning being exposed to the deeper meanings of the events and circumstances and situations that we're experiencing in our lives. Okay, that's what we're looking at. What is the hidden meaning in what we go through in our daily lives? And you know, even though we have been exposed to the deeper meaning, it's possible that we just weren't realizing that we were being exposed to the deeper meaning. So we stayed at the exoteric or literal experience that we were having, not trying to understand the underlying deeper truth in what we're experiencing. So when we are fearful in any of its expressions, when you say when you're fearful in any of its expressions, it could be because we do not understand what we're experiencing and why we are experiencing it. In other words, we're not connecting with the esoteric nature or deeper meaning in our life experiences. We may find that we are trapped in the exoteric side of our lives, okay, as opposed to the esoteric. So whereas our esoteric nature gives us the ability to see into the deeper intrinsic nature of our lives, from an exoteric perspective, we mainly only see and experience the events and circumstances in life from a surface or literal perspective. And again, this is things we have talked about before, okay? Different language, but the whole thing is understanding why is my life, why am I going through this? Not necessarily always negative things, but just why is my life, you know, it's unfolding as it is. So a possible allegory is that a person who experiences life from their esoteric nature has a metaphysical perspective. They are able to see beyond the physical. A person who experiences life from an exoteric mindset has a materialistic perspective. And as one source explained, they see what everybody else sees. Okay, it's like you're just caught up in the, remember the seven levels of consciousness, a lot of us are just caught up in herd consciousness, okay, or tribal consciousness. Herd consciousness is what everybody sees. You know, we really kind of went through that with the whole pandemic thing. You know, we, and legitimately so, we got caught up in herd consciousness. Maybe the more involved folks did not get trapped in that. We don't know. But in this lesson, our goal is to connect and enhance our natural ability to see our life from our natural esoteric nature, okay? And this is what leads us to discover the meaning hidden in our daily lives. You know, to paraphrase what Jesus expressed in Matthew 13:9, whoever has eyes to see, let them see. And whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. And if they will see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn to me, I will heal them. Now, it expands on that Bible verse. We've all know that Bible verse. But now we're understanding when Jesus is saying, let them who have eyes to see, and ears to hear, he's talking about from an esoteric perspective. Okay, and turn to me means turn to the Christ, turn to the origin of our being, and we will be healed. So referring back to the esoteric teachings of Revelation by Serge Benayon, he explains, if you surrender to your heart, if you surrender to your heart, you will find the esoteric connection which binds us all as one. Here you will discover the home. This is powerful. Here you will discover the home you have walked 1,000 paths to find. Okay? So think about that statement. You will find the home you have walked 1,000 paths to find. So typically in New Thought, you know, New Thought folks are explorers, seeking answers even when we are not sure of the questions. Okay? So an explorer delves into unfamiliar territory even when they're not sure what they're looking for. It's like we are willingly following our heart, even though we do not know where our heart is leading us. Okay? So this takes a great deal of faith and commitment and perseverance. As the great tennis player Arthur Ashe explained, success is a journey, not a destination. The journey is often more important than the actual outcome. Right? And again, we read from Serge in his work, and this is from his work called An Open Letter to Humanity. And he says, remember, the esoteric journey is not about making you into something that you are not already. It is not about converting you into something that you are not already. The esoteric journey is made by the living true you. It is the livingness of the way the real, whole, true you would live naturally anyway. So therefore, the esoteric journey is about you being the real, whole, true you. And this is a great explanation and a way of defining our sort of nomadic spiritual journey. Think about it. Many of us have been like religious or spiritual nomads until we found New Thought teachings that made a lot more sense to us than what we heard before. And hopefully we may now understand that all this time that we've been on this esoteric journey searching for our true selves, when actually it was our true selves that was actually doing the searching. So we thought we were searching for our true selves, but it was the true selves within us, the true self within us, that was actually doing the searching. And as the previous quote expressed, we will eventually discover the home we have walked 1,000 paths to find. And it's imperative for us to realize that the key ingredient in the esoteric journey is love. The esoteric principle is that we are love. And this, of course, is directly in alignment with what we as truth students know, understand, and believe. We believe and know that even when life makes it difficult for us to know and believe it, you know, we just hold on to that belief that what is the real truth is love. And we know it to the point that even if we let it slip from us, we are able to pull ourselves back into our love space. And it may take us a while sometimes, you know, stuff happens. It might take us a while to get back to that love space, okay? But we know where love is within us. It is our beacon that keeps us on our spiritual journey, what we are calling in this lesson our esoteric journey. And again, from Serge in his book, Esoteric Teachings and Revelations, he says, in your innermost, you will find the esoteric being that you are from. In your innermost, you will find the esoteric being you are from. We are from God. It is here that you meet your soul, and in that reconnection, you make the choices that come from the real, whole you. Okay? So this continuous reconnection with our soul is our saving grace. This continuous reconnection with our soul is our saving grace. It is our salvation, our preservation, our lifeline back to our true self. And when life bogs us down, we may momentarily degenerate. But when through prayer and meditation we find our way back, then we regenerate. And the revealing word explains that regeneration occurs when we find our way back to our true spiritual esoteric self, causing us to experience a change in which an abundance of spiritual life is incorporated into our mind, body, spirit, and soul. Okay. So life is for living. Okay. Life is for living, for us to get out there and do our thing, you know, and the experiences in our lives will sometimes catch us off guard. You know, we're just living our lives, and sometimes these experiences, the things we're doing just catch us off guard, putting us in a head and heart space that needs some spiritual adjustment. As Zig Ziglar used to say, life can often cause us to need a checkup from the neck up. Right? But we're made of love. We are made of love. So we find that in challenging times, we can find our way back. Right? And again, we read in Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord appears saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. This verse made me think of the line in the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where the alluring cartoon female character, Jessica Rabbit, says, but I was just drawn this way, right? So likewise, we were drawn as unfailing kindness. We were drawn as unfailing kindness. Anything other than that is not our true self. And we read in Romans 8:37-39, you are secure in your relationship with God. You are secure in your relationship with God. Nothing can separate you from God's love. And as we know, we are God's loving expression. Okay? We are God's loving expression. So let's summarize this lesson with a transcription from a podcast by Serge titled, Living the Love of the Esoteric. And this will kind of summarize this whole lesson. It says, esoteric means innermost. The innermost is by virtue of what it means, energetically, is love. It is simple, okay? An esoteric student is a student of love. But here's the question, what type of love? That needs to be qualified. It's a love that needs to be found, it needs to be felt, it needs to be discovered. And once that love is completely found and completely discovered in its fullness and its truth, then it is to be lived. So once the esoteric is discovered, it should no longer remain just inside within you. It should be let out. For by virtue of the love that we come from, we are here to express that love in full. And never are we to hold that love in. In fact, when you discover that love, it can't be held back. Because that love is naturally brother and sisterhood. It binds everyone together as an equal, right? And that's the whole lesson in a nutshell. So I'm going to leave you with this affirmation for the week. It says, I am willing to discover and let go of any and all thoughts that are affecting me in a negative way. I surrender these thoughts and embrace my higher good. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So, Unity family, prepare your minds and bodies now for meditation by closing your eyes or taking a downward gaze. It only takes a moment to turn within and bring forth the truth of our being, our oneness with God. In these next few moments of meditation, I invite you to gently breathe in and breathe out, releasing any tension, releasing any stress. As you still your thoughts and you become centered, a peaceful awareness fills your being. Feel this peace relax your body. Release any tension in your forehead, in your eyes. Relax your neck. In your next exhale, relax your shoulders, your chest, your back, arms, legs, and feet. In this relaxed state, you are poised and open in the peace and love of your oneness with God. You gain clarity to any question on your heart or mind. You experience that guidance that comes from within to any answer you seek. You affirm that you have all you need in every way. The best course of action is revealed to you by listening to the still small voice within. God within you, as you, guides you to new levels of understanding. You rest in this awareness. You claim divine guidance that you use to your good. Your way is clear, and from this clarity, you respond to divine wisdom, and you move in the direction of your heart's desire. You relax in appreciation for all the wonderful possibilities before you. So for a few more moments, we will dwell in the secret place of the highest, where you may remain open to God's living spirit of truth. As this time of meditation comes to a close, gratitude fills your heart and your mind. As you go about the rest of your day, remember that you are guided and peace-filled always. Holy Spirit, we are so grateful for all our blessings. In the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ, and so it is and forever shall be. Amen. When you are ready, come back to your surroundings.
That was great, huh? Mm-hmm. Going to talk. So, this is a time when we give thanks. We become aware of the divine abundance that continuously comes into our lives. And it shows up in many different ways. And we just, you know, sometimes we're not aware of all the ways that we are abundantly blessed. But this prosperity prayer is just our way of acknowledging to the universe how thankful we are. So let's say our prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me. Amen. And so this next one is our offering blessing. This is the thanks we give, you know, for the spiritual home that we have that gives us spiritual food and spiritual connection. And so these are the blessings. This is our offering blessing for giving thanks for all the wonderful donations that come in to support Unity Center of Light. And so I ask you to hold your offering in your hand, in your mind, and in your spirit as we say this together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. All right. So you have light notes?
Yes. Right? Yes. Light notes for today, Sunday, July the 2nd. July the 9th will be our next in-person and Zoom service, so we invite you to come out. Everyone come out if you can and join your Unity family. We're always better together, and fellowship will include coffee and individually wrapped cookies and snacks. All will be set up in the hallway for after the service. We thank Aaron for being the lead in bringing back the coffee time and the refreshments after church. We are now asking if there is someone else who would be willing to set up and monitor the table for one Sunday a month. If that is you, please email Patty at peangel@msn.com. Thanks so much for offering to help in this way. Unity Center of Light is reaching out to all who are willing and able to learn portions of the setup and functioning of the different aspects of in-person Sunday service. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, so this coming Saturday, July the 8th, boy, time just flies. We're going to be doing a practice session at the center, at the Kent Hall Center. And we invite anybody who is interested in learning any part of the study, AV, audiovisual setup for Sunday service. It's a lot of different parts to it. Right now, Pamela and I are doing all the video side of it, and then Rod and Peter and Jimmy are doing the audio side. But it's a lot of setup. So we want to get a team together that will each take a piece of it so that it will not be such an overwhelming process for so few. So please, if you have any tech interest in AV, audiovisual, please show up at 2:00. This coming Saturday, July the 8th, and then on Sunday, of course, we will be doing all the setup for the in-person service. So we look forward to seeing you.
Thanks. Now, on July 16th, Sunday, our guest speaker will be Reverend Sherry Quander, and Safi will be our musician. More information is coming, so please be sure to check your updates and your e-newsletter. On Unity Center of Light is reaching out to all who... I already said that one. Our next Women of Unity get-together is Saturday, August the 26th at 2:30 p.m. Please remember that this is an open group and all women may attend. At our previous time at Brenner's home, we had a very lively discussion on a few topics. We hope you think about and mark your calendar for the next one. Details will follow. A Course in Miracles study group is taking a pause for the summer and will resume on Tuesday, September the 12th at 7 p.m. And this is a reminder to all those who wrote their letters to God, to the God of their being, on New Year's Eve. It's time to open them up and read them. Hope you won't be shocked. Mm-hmm. That's all our announcements for today.
Okay. So now...
it's time.
Yep.
It's time to bless the path that we each will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with
passion.
Passion, zeal, and gusto. Together,
I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous.
And I am grateful.
And right into our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So it's been our pleasure to bring you this service today. Have a happy and safe 4th of July on Tuesday. I think it is Tuesday,
yes,
right?
Yes, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And we will see you next week. All right.
See everybody else in Zoom.
Okay, you're right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.